welcome to the inaugural Weather of the Mind podcast. I'm your host, Doug Krish. You'll find us posting every Wednesday at noon. You can find us podcast on the website, weatherofthemind.org, or on iTunes, Spotify, and other podcast directories. Basic premise of the show, Weather of the Mind, is to look at the relationship between our emotions, our emotional lives, and our culture. And I tend to look at culture rather locally, the culture of our relationships, our families, the culture of our workplaces and schools, culture of our sports and religious affiliations. So looking, it's a lot of social psychology, but very accessible. We'll have some fun. We'll drop some knowledge. Really happy to be here with you. So I want to begin by talking about where I was at this week, because it's been an exciting week. You know, I got this good pressure I put on myself to launch this podcast, and I was feeling something familiar. They say that we remember smells and it brings us back. You know, you smell something and you're like, oh man, that smell of that New York City pretzel, man, that takes me back. I remember being in the city with my folks, going to the see the Macy's windows a few days before Christmas. That was so much fun. You know, smells do that. But in a way, emotions, I think, do this as well sometimes. And this week, I felt this exciting / nervous energy, and it brought me right back. I'm talking, right back to being in high school and having cross-country meets on Saturday mornings. Because these meets, you train all summer, you train all year, you do your workouts, and then you knew Saturday morning, you're going to focus your energy for that 5K. And that 5K is about, you know, well, when you're starting high school, maybe 19 or 20 minutes, and hopefully by the time you get out of there, you're dropping some 17-minute, 16-minute 5Ks if you're winning races or up there. So actually, this is similar length to the podcast. So maybe this is all based off of that same energy. But I had that excitement, and it would kind of like be a little bit of anxiety, but it was you know, anxiety is kind of an excited energy, and I'd feel it. And then you'd look forward to it, and then race day would come, and you'd have your race day ritual. You have a bagel and a banana and water, and then an hour before, you and your teammates go out for your warm-up, and everyone's kind of quiet because everyone's really focusing, but you're kind of in this shared space together. And then you're stretching after a 15-minute warm-up, and then you're putting your spikes on, and you're just so excited, and you know that in 15 or 20 minutes, that gun is going to go off and boom. All you're going to hear is footsteps. All you're going to hear is breathing of others. And this mass of humanity, 100, 150 runners deep, is going to duck into the woods down these little cow paths, meandering through the woods. And you know that you're going to push yourself to your max. I mean, you are really going to push yourself. And there's something amazing about that experience, and something I miss. I miss, as someone who raced track and cross country for years of my life, I miss that feeling. So maybe this is the closest thing I can get to that. But on an emotional level, I sort of felt that this week, that there's something similar there. So what's interesting to think about is the relationship between our emotional minds when we were 7, when we were 10, when we were 15, when we were 20, and however old we are now. Because I think there's a core part of us that remains unchanging, and I wonder how much of that is part of just our emotional makeup, our personality. So just coincidentally, a friend told me that October 10th, the day this broadcast will be aired. Excuse me, audio editor here. Today is not October 10th. We push back the release a week, so please forgive us. And now, back to your regular scheduled broadcast. Is World Mental Health Day, October 10th, World Health Organization, World Mental Health Day. So I looked up the website. You can Google World Mental Health Day to read this document. And they have a few main bullet points, and they're focusing on youth. So that's very, very timely with my anecdote. Young people and mental health in a changing world. They say adolescence and the early years of adulthood are a time of life when many changes occur. For example, changing schools, leaving home, starting university, or a new job. For many, these are exciting times. They can also be times of stress and apprehension, however. In some cases, if not recognized and managed, these feelings can lead to mental illness. They go on to say that half of mental illness begins by age 14, but they have some good news, and they highlight growing recognition of the importance of building mental resistance. They go on to say, fortunately, there is a growing recognition of the importance of helping young people build mental resilience from the earliest ages in order to cope with the challenges of today's world. Evidence is growing that promoting and protecting adolescent health brings benefits not just to adolescents' health, both in the short and long term, but also to economies and society, with healthy young adults able to make greater contributions. They go on over another bullet point, prevention begins with better understanding. Much can be done to help build mental resilience from an early age to help yada, yada, yada. So they did a good job. I like that they had a little focusing on youth, give a little shout out. And, you know, they're doing it on the global scale. We'll do it on the local scale. But the moral of the story is that humans are humans and we all are wonderfully unique and wonderfully common. So I hope that in our time together, week by week, we're going to explore the weather of the mind, the weather of culture, and the relationship between the two. I would say that here's a good anecdote. I gave a speech to a class that I helped TA, Green Cities at Cornell. I gave a talk on weather of the mind, and I teach during the summer program when it's mostly foreign students, mostly Chinese, Japanese, Indian, Hong Kong, and I gave this speech on weather of the mind, and this student, one of the students who is not great at English and never really spoke very much, comes up to me after class, very excited, and says, "What subject is this? This is what I want to study. What is this?" Along those lines. And it was a really, really beautiful moment, and I hope to work with him. He's listening in Shanghai, I hope. Yo, shout out. And the point is that this subject would be called social psychology. And the social psychology basically means that we're looking at the individual mind, the human psychology, as it relates to the social settings. My study of... I come out of kind of looking at society and cultural studies and anthropology and city planning background, and then I've kind of moved more towards the psychological and more towards the individual. But what really fascinates me most is the relationship. And this relationship happens on our sports teams or even when we're watching sports, as we kind of are emotionally involved in the success and the progress of our teams. This happens in religious organizations or other type of organizations that are providing similar services like meditation retreats or yoga. This happens in our families. That's a social system that we have the most influence over and can make it a healthy place. I try to encourage local on this show. I know we get very strung up in national, international politics and events, and these are important to be aware of, but I will repeatedly encourage you to focus locally and spend time on yourself, spend time with your family, invest locally in a healthy environment. So we'll try to break down what that healthy environment looks like. We're going to have a lot of interviews. I got a clip of a nice sample I'll play at the end of the show. Let's jump to that clip now. So this clip is Bob, and Bob is from Arkansas, and he's a friend of mine here in town, and we had a conversation about self-discipline, which we'll use in a future broadcast, but I just wanted to give a little sample of an interview. It's more of a discussion style, so here you go.
You just need self-discipline now because there's just more
There's
time.
So much encouraging the opposite. It's like...
just like self-distraction as a
yeah the
as
internet is a great example. It's like you go to look up one thing, and then because everything's related, then some suggestion or some related item will pop up, and then that just gets your attention, and then before long you're down this rabbit hole of all these different opportunities.
Well, in a way, how we manage our phones and our internet connections is part of a self-discipline conversation these days, right, for exactly that reason. You turn your laptop and it's like you're opening up a portal to anywhere in the world, which is cool, but it's also overwhelming, right?
Right.
So.
Okay, so there you go. We're going to have some interesting characters. I really like to focus on interviewing non-experts. I like to gather the wisdom from the average Bob or Mary. So, I mean, I'll still have some experts on, but even then I'll probably ask them personal questions. Nah, we'll play it by ear. So that's about all I have for you today. It's kind of a brief intro. Social psychology we covered. We talked a little bit about World Mental Health Day, young people, and mental health in a changing world. The other point I wanted to make with that is you hear a lot about this word resiliency. It's a growing concept, resiliency, trying to teach this in schools. That's one of the things I'm trying to do with this podcast is to speak about proactive approaches. So if you think about emotional health, what we've done for the last 30, 50, 70 years or so, but increasingly in the last 30 or 40, is you develop a condition, a mental health problem or emotional problem that is not out of balance and causing problem in your life. So you go to see a therapist. So we have reactive after the fact solutions. You visit your therapist. You might receive medication to calm or balance your emotions and the guidance of a therapist. So this is really awesome. This is very helpful. This has saved many lives. However, this is after the quote-unquote problem. So we're trying to do, what I'm trying to do in this radio show, I'll often say we because there's often a lot of other people helping me out, and I'm always learning from constant conversations. What we're trying to do on this show is speak a lot about proactive and try to figure out where are healthy places where we can kind of grow and develop emotional health. And I am a teacher, and I've taught a lot of inmates. I've taught in prisons and youth facilities, and I've taught in high schools and colleges. And I've just the more I teach, the more I realize this is a fundamental skill, teaching proactive emotional health. So that's a lot of what we'll try to tackle in this broadcast. And please tell your friends if it's something that resonates, or give us a few weeks to warm up and then tell your friends. You know, this is season one here. We got to work out some of the kinks and find our groove. But I hope this is a positive start. One of my core messages is that we are all in this together. So, you know what? Just remember that. I tell my students, you guys ever hear of Plato? I'm not sure. He's a Greek philosopher. And he said, be kind, because everyone's fighting a battle. Be kind, because everyone's fighting a battle. Wow, if you keep that mantra in mind, I don't know, you're halfway to perspective. All right, guys, have a great week, and we'll talk to you soon. Stay positive. Bye-bye.